Welcome everyone to the second annual Steppy Awards. It is my pleasure to introduce to you the Juice Wolf himself, Ali Davis.
Hello, it's great to be here, guys. I'm so excited.
And next to me, Papa Backpedal, Papa Sweden, Klimt Donahoe.
I am happy to be attending.
Yeah. It's
very happy.
It's very exciting.
That music is just uplifting. That,
what an intro.
Thank you. Anime. I performed that live as well.
I'm shaking.
It was intense to watch.
It was more emotional than that scene in Lion King.
Too raw, man.
It is too raw.
Watch that yesterday.
Wow.
Guys, 2019's over.
Yeah. Everyone had a good break?
Yeah, had a pretty good break.
It's delightful.
The break's over. We're back.
We're back for 2020.
We're back.
Our biggest year yet, I reckon, boys.
Biggest year of the decade, 2020.
For now.
Cool.
For sure.
Oh, my God. This is the biggest episode of the decade.
That was a statement without substance.
It was.
Yeah. Great.
What are we drinking, boys? Straight into it.
This is a tasty little number. I don't know if this is available yet, so sorry if it's not, but I have in my hands the Salted Lemon Goosa from Ocho collaborating.
I haven't seen it anywhere.
Collaborating with Black Hearts and Sparrows. So if we weren't supposed to be drinking this.
Oh, well.
I apologize. We'll just bleep it out afterwards.
I'm not sorry. It's yummy.
It's very yummy. It's zesty, refreshing. The salted lemon part, everyone might be like, oh, a Goosa is salted. Salted lemon refers to the North African condiment, the preserved lemons that Stu used.
Oh, right. So yeah. You didn't just chuck lemons and use preserved lemons.
Yeah, so lemons, sea salt, lactobacillus, pilsner, wheat malt, rolled oats, and citra hops.
Nice.
Yeah, I really dig it. It's got much more of a lemon curd vibe than a pithy lemon vibe.
It does.
I'm really about that.
I think it's the sexiest can in Tassie right now too.
Yeah, it's shit hot.
It must be coming out soon though.
Oh, that little like...
Must be super soon.
The ghost text isn't straight. It's nice.
Oh. Yeah.
Italics, I believe they call it in the biz.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was expecting
fonts
that
and texts.
Oh, incredible. Yeah, guys, it's so good to be back with you. Today's episode, of course, brought to you by our Patreon. You can check it out on Linktree.
Huge.
The WoW's back.
Shout out to friends of the show. Actually, we had lunch with a friend of the show from Patreon today.
We did.
Who was that?
Rob Stew. Personal lunch.
Ambassador from WA.
We drank some 2 meter tall beers at a pub. It was a good time.
Yeah, some Churchill.
Gave him a gift as well. Said goodbye to one of our bottles in the cellar.
Oh, sorry, Ian. You don't know about this yet.
I do. Oh, it has my blessing.
Oh, excellent.
He was excited to receive it too.
Can't wait until he drinks it.
Yeah, we'll be very excited to see Rob drinking that and putting it on the social pipes.
What have you guys been drinking over the break, guys?
I was about to say, what have we been drinking?
I've had a lot of fridge filler, a few West Coast IPAs from local brewery that can't be named because he's on the show with us.
I had a few of those too.
Yeah, I had a few as well. I was given to them for free, so I thought I should drink them.
I had a bit of Ben's Boat Cluster 8, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
okay.
On Boxing Day at our family.
Now, that's
tradition.
Interesting because they were award winners from last year's awards.
Oh, they were too.
So
topical.
That's interesting.
But my favourite beers and beer moments of the Christmas break were drinking Rodenbach's with my father-in-law, who was just like blowing out and being like, so could we brew this? I'm like, no, we could not.
wouldn't that be nice?
And also drinking the Wildflower Noel, which I shouldn't have shared.
Oh, Noel.
Mm. Noel, yeah. I shouldn't have shared Wildflower Noel with my brother. My dad and my brother's girlfriend, because I should have had it to myself because it was delightful.
Yeah, I shared it with three other people as well, and I regret it. We had to order more.
I still have my bottle.
Yeah, we had
because I drank it at the freaking source.
Lunchtime, no, it was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
Glad we ordered more. Glad we found more because that was yeah.
I've been drinking lots of sours. We've just had a huge drop of Wizard, Morgan Dargan's,
Millen Collins Singer.
Yeah, Duck Pond. Australia's just been hit by a little wave of Berliner Weiss.
Love a good kettle sour.
Big, Ali. Fruity, tart, delicious.
Love
beers.
A kettle sour.
Love a tart.
Love the kettle sour.
What have I been drinking? Imperial stouts, barley wine.
Pretty much.
Lots of Galactopus. What else? Some Anchorage.
Just subtle flexes, just dropping those in there.
I drank actually some Wild Ravens Project on Boxing Day and lots of Wildflower as well with a few mates, and really enjoyed the Grape Skin Contact. I can't remember exactly which one from Wild Ravens, but
another Pinot Gris.
Yeah, it was a banger, and I bought another one of those.
I had some of the Wild Ravens over the break too. Very impressed.
Yeah,
actually got a lot of love in the People's Choice part of the Steppies. Talk about that later.
Yeah. I'm excited for the People's Choice. I've been seeing the comments going off, and I try not to read too many.
It was so hard to record them all because they were just fast and furious.
Yeah. Very excited. So if you haven't seen on our social media, we did put up the award categories earlier in the week, last week. I can't even remember what they were.
We've got a Rising Star.
Yes.
Which is the best new brewery.
Yep.
We've got the Norm Smith, which is the best existing brewery who changed up, made new
Can
brand.
We not call it football titles?
We've got Local Hero, which is your best local.
Yep.
We've got Delisted, the brewery who lost you. We've got the Brownlow Brewery of the Year. And the brewery who rode the hype train, the first draft pick.
Wait, so these are all football terms?
Oh, yeah, I snuck that in there last episode. You guys didn't even realise.
No, I did not. Holy shit. Now I'm sad.
I don't... Yeah.
I kept it off socials so that you wouldn't, like, catch on.
Is this, like, a particular type of football?
Norm Smith.
Just all...
That's funny, yeah.
It's an awards slash naming convention that I enjoy thoroughly. So yeah, good times. I'm glad I snuck that in.
I'm really excited to get into this. It's going to be a bigger episode. We've got maybe some people coming on the show. I don't know. They might come in, but we just did our brown carpet arrivals just before, and we've all brought a partner tonight. Who did everyone bring to the show, to the awards?
I brought the Cantillon Lambic Creek Bio.
Good man. It is my beer though, and I will have that back after the show. Thank you.
Hey, that was rude.
I brought some little green can from Omnipol. I don't even know what it's called.
You just brought some minx. Some saucy minx.
I just brought some little minx.
Some frilly little sour.
Still not even sure what it is.
I'm not going to tell you who I brought because it's going to be on social media, so go check it out.
Mm.
Sexy pictures. We did dress up for the occasion too. We're all in our suits at the moment. I'm very hot.
I would have been very hot if I was wearing pants
and a shirt.
Yeah, well, I'm still not wearing pants. I think Ian's the only one wearing pants.
Speaking of that Omnipolo, given it's here... And I don't know what it's called. And we've just finished our...
2 warm-up beers.
Delicious go.
How unconventional. Not Welcome. Naming your beers.
No, it's got a name.
Yeah, I know it does.
Oh, it's on the back.
Oh, imagine that.
You're opening up your girlfriend for us. That's fantastic.
Carpologi.
Oh, wow.
You've started the new year wrong, mate. Carpologi, pineapple peach, passion candy sour.
Oh, you said candy. Okay.
Yeah.
So I will partake in this. I would never open my partner... up on the show.
Please
and
just
share
stop.
With my friends.
Please just stop.
Stop it right now.
You are about to be banned.
I don't
know what to say. Don't go.
What are you going to ban him from?
I don't
he
know.
He fucking runs this thing.
He does everything.
I am the podcast.
Oh, damn. You just stole my line, Palpatine.
Yes.
We did see Star Wars in the break.
We did see Star Wars.
Ian saw
Star Wars. That's amazing.
It was a fun time.
Let us know what everyone thought about the last installment.
Like right now, because that could go a while.
Oh, no, that could be a whole
No, we
separate.
Don't have the time. Ooh, can anyone else smell this beer? It's freaking amazing. You smell it across the room.
We can.
Yeah. So.
Let's, before we get into, you know, the official Steppies Awards, I think we need to do, you know.
Oh,
okay. Well. A regular... segment of the show, one of my favorites.
It's like nerds.
One of my favorite jingles.
It's got candy in it.
Come on, guys.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, man.
This is an official an award ceremony episode.
Take it seriously, or security will
be
come
serious,
out.
Guys.
I'm gonna hit that music.
No, thank you. Ooh, that's your keeper. Sip, skip, or seller.
Sip, skip, or seller. We're back.
Hey, before we get into the Sip Skip or Seller,
yes,
the Ocho Salted Lemon Gosa, let us know in the comments online, Sip Skip or Seller, because it'll be out pretty soon.
We'll get a photo up for you guys to join the party with.
This is Omnipolo. Did someone just like get a tin of pineapple juice and put it in a can? Just recanned it.
It tastes like pineapple nerds.
Yeah.
Pineapple, peach, passion, candy sour. It's actually got lollies in it, so it kind of makes sense.
That's fucked.
It's fucking delicious.
Isn't it? That's, yeah.
I can't believe you didn't buy this when you went to Cool Wine the other day.
I can't believe I didn't buy it the first time they had it.
Yeah, I walked through and I saw it and I'm like, I won't buy one because Ali's got one. And I'm like, ah, fuck it, I want one for myself. And then when you showed me your haul from there the other day, I'm like, what are you doing?
No, I'm trying not to buy beer in 2020. I'm trying to get it for free, so... Video wants to send me some beer.
Don't say that show. You'll never get free beer.
If anyone wants to hit other podcasts, Ali's available to take free stuff.
Yeah, that would be great.
He will do anything.
I've not succeeded so far. I did only buy 4 cans. I've only bought beer for the podcast so far.
That's deep.
I've been a good boy.
That's deep.
Because I have so much shit in the cellar. Anyway.
I've been drinking a lot.
Let's get into it, boys. This was actually sitting in a Cool Wine the other day. The Barisky Blueberry. I have already purchased. And I have already sold this. I loved it.
Seller / stock / get it inside me. I've bought it twice already.
Yeah. It took me a hot minute. So I'm a seller now as well.
It's a Berliner Weiss with blueberries and vanilla, I think.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Delightful.
And blackberry or something. There's another
blackcurrant, blueberry vanilla.
Yeah.
So I believe just from observation, I think they've used the blackcurrant for the color because blueberry goes that kind of green because the flesh is pale.
Yeah. The color in this is like the best looking beer.
It's super, super forever. Dark and has a really sexy little head. However, I wasn't expecting the vanilla. So no, it took me a moment to like cool down from that initial sip. But after that, it was really, really yummy. I loved it.
Yeah. So good. I gave it to my my brother-in-law and his wife who are founders of Spotty Dog.
Mm.
And I just got messages back from them like, how is this beer? How do you do this? This makes no sense. This is amazing. Yeah. Like they were completely taken aback.
Yeah. I think it is a very wow beer. It's something to wow your friends with, I think, if you're going to give them a beer that's not
If
beer.
I spoke about a wow beer, I would press that pink button over there. Do you know what I'm saying? Or is it green? I'm not allowed.
I'm not going to tell you what color it is. It's mine.
Ali has reset the studio now, so I can't reach the panel. I feel like that's a smart move.
Yeah, it is.
I'm massive seller on the Brewski Blueberry.
Yeah. Two more beers, boys. Two more to come. Bright Brewery have got a lime sweet tart sour, I presume.
Yeah, this looks really good. The can's like epically bright lime green, covered in limes, using Tahitian and Australian desert limes.
Oh.
4.3%. It's supposed to be super tart and tangy.
I will sip it. Do we get Bright Brewery in Tasmania, though?
No, not really.
I was going to say, I've never heard of them before.
I've had some Bright stuff before. They've got a really epic tap room up in, I don't know, someone tell us where it is. Is the Hinterlands a thing? Is that a place in
Victoria? I've heard of that word before.
Yeah, let's just say it's up there, but we will fact check that afterwards. / friend of the show, Justin, will fact check it for us.
And do nothing about
it. I love that we just don't really fact check what we do before we say it. It's great. Very professional here.
People don't understand how much work goes into putting out one episode. If I fact checked everything I said, we would be here for a long time.
That's true.
I'm a skip. Doesn't really grab me.
Okay.
I'm going to sip.
Yeah, sip and not
I had a good grapefruit beer from Bright once, so... I'll give it a crack.
Yeah, okay, cool. I always like to try a new brew if I've never heard of them before.
Yeah.
See what they're about. One more that we have had on the show before, actually sent by the ambassador. I don't think it's this beer, though. Cheeky Monkey Twin Poles, replacing Frosty Fruits, two beers.
Replicating.
I can read in 2020, can't I? Replicating a Frosty Fruit, which I fuck with a lot. I love Frosty Fruits.
Yeah, Frosty Fruits are good. Baby.
I'm more about those like Calippo, like pineapple and raspberry little things.
It says on my list here it's two beers.
Yeah, so they've released...
Is it a blender?
They've released a pineapple and raspberry. And
there we go. I'm fucking in.
They've put up suggested blends and the imagery is very...
That's like the Uppernaut shit.
Okay, I'm like seller. Like, I want that. I want it inside me. Pineapple and raspberry is a good fucking time.
Yeah, and all the images and stuff look like the old school Calippo or Frosty Fruit stuff. So it's like playing on that nostalgia.
That's summer vibes for me.
Yeah. Yep, everyone's sipping that. Couple of sips and a seller.
Yeah, I think that's literally all we've got, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it for sips.
How good is that, though, that Ali, after you've been trolling me for a good 2 weeks about kettle sours, that you just said yes to every single kettle sour I listed And you also enjoyed the two kettle sours we drank as part of the top of the show.
I think you know
did
that.
Did you do this to burn him?
I did this to burn him. I've been thinking about, I've been thinking about it all day.
Okay, so my joke on the chat was I think kettle sours are all really boring and overrated, but Berliner Weisses are not. And it made Clem so angry because they're basically the same thing.
Even worse, Clem's brewer buddies, friends of the show, Justin, one of his brewers, and Stu from Ocho ruined Clem and went, well, technically they are different.
Yeah.
Which is wrong.
I don't think it's wrong.
I think we'll have a guest soon who can confirm or deny.
I don't want to talk to him. but it really irked me. And at one stage, I was so annoyed that I had to go drink a 4-pack of pale ales to calm myself down, which worked.
Hey, man, kettle sours are cool, but you need adjuncts to make them actually taste okay. So shall I stop? Berliner Weisses are delicious, though, on the other hand. So
I think we should just get into the main section. Like, I can't win this.
Okay, it is time for the Steppy Awards. I'm so excited. Here we go.
Welcome, welcome to the 2019 Steppies, the second annual Steppies Awards. I'm a little bit nervous.
I've been excited all year for this.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
No, we have, and it's changed up a lot. Like, there have been some big moves this year, and the first award we will be handing out this evening is the Rising Star Award for Best New Brewery in Australia.
Now, do we want to put the people's choices in before we give our awards first, Clint?
Let's do that. People's Choice was huge for this one.
Oh yeah,
I think people really got behind this award particularly. There were over 200 and something nominations and comments and like detailed comments that I went through.
Yep.
There was some
shout out to Beer Thread, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to Beer Thread and our Insta for really hitting these hard. But the People's Choice is a tie.
Cool. Any honourable mentions before we get really into it?
Honourable mentions on equal votes.
Oh, fuck.
In third place, Mr. Banks.
Mr. Banks,
Of Victoria.
Yeah, I can see that.
Putting out some crazy juice.
Yeah, and we haven't had a lot of it down here, to be fair, to really put it in maybe our awards, but the ones that we've had, I remember Ian and I had Cake Eater version 1.
Yeah,
At Preacher's on tap, and we were very impressed.
Good time.
My 2020 tip is that Mr. Banks is going to be their year.
Yeah.
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 They're going to rise. On equal points to Mr. Banks in the People's Choice for the Rising Star Best New Brewery were Range.
I can see that.
So Range have been going a little bit longer than the year, but, you know, the Rising Star Best New Brewery is about the brewery you discovered.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people put Range. In second place from Victoria, Deeds Brewing.
Yeah.
They've been around a little bit longer.
But a lot of people have only just been discovering.
A lot of people have said they didn't bother before and now they're discovering them. And, I mean, Deeds had a huge year. But equal first place in the People's Choice, Rising Star, Best New Brewery, tied Molly Rose and Future Mountain. Massive.
Fuck. Huge. Yeah, that is huge.
Yeah. I think we've slept on Future Mountain a little bit by the sounds of it.
One of our mates of the show went there, Justin, didn't he? He went there, didn't he?
Yeah.
When he was there recently, and he's been talking about it for months and months.
He shared something with you and I, Ali.
Yeah, we've had a couple. They were very impressive. I wasn't really thinking about them at the time, to be honest. I was just drinking them and having a chat with you, Ian. I was really not focusing on
that. I think Future Mountain's tap room has really played to them as well.
They're out in Thornbury, I think.
Yeah, and it looks amazing. And I can imagine as a beer nerd in Melbourne, like you could almost see that as another answer to Wildflower in New South Wales, like the little Melbourne version.
Yeah.
Not to say that, you know, they're the same, but just a little observation. So Rising Star Molly Rose in Collingwood.
Yeah, Ian and I went there and had a great time at Molly Rose.
Yeah, a lot of people loving Molly Rose. apparently they've just put out this huge range of really interesting beers. They can them really early, which we know because we tried a few.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got huge love and
they still have the best coffee beer I had in 2019.
Yeah. And apparently they did a black lager with kombu in it.
We've got a couple downstairs.
The black lager.
Yeah.
A lot of people, quite a few people said that was beer.
I think we still got one left. I had one around Christmas time when I was cooking with them. With the and
right, let's go get one.
Yeah, and we just really impressed with it. It was delicious.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of people got, very passionate about Molly Rose and Future Mountain in the comments. Whereas, you know, Deeds and Mr. Banks and Range had love because they're Hayes boys.
Mm.
But people didn't get as up and about those two. So well done, Molly Rose and Future Mountain. And equally well done to Deeds, Mr. Banks and Range.
Mm. Woo. Bravo.
Starting strong.
I'm just clapping. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, for the next one, we're gonna hear from these guys a lot in the chat for People's Choice, and we've obviously just heard about them now. So, Ali, do you want to talk through who has the Norm Smith Best Existing Brewery Making New Ground?
Certainly can. Certainly can.
We didn't give out our step
yet. About to say, I think it's skipping over a bit.
Oh, sorry, guys.
People's no one really cares about our opinion.
No one does.
No one does. It's about the people. No, sorry. Completely my bad. Rising Star, Best New Brewery for the Steppy from the Step Brewers for 2019 is Dollar Bill Brewing. Dollar Bill Brewing got a lot of love from the people, but not enough to fight Molly Rose and Future Mountain off.
But for us, we were mind blown by the beers that we had from them at Gabs.
Yeah.
And we've seen some of their beers popping down here, especially I think we can all talk about Learning to Breathe.
Yeah.
That big 750 mil.
Parlay.
We've had many, many, many bottles.
So many bottles.
And the parlays were amazing.
Yeah.
The thing for me that really got my vote was at Gabs, seeing the guys at Gabs and meeting them and just hearing about how they brew and all the crazy shit they're doing and then just tasting the entire list about four times over and just being blown away.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of the whole Gabs festival.
I really want to get one of those Magnums. They probably sold out now, but I saw that they did Magnums and I thought that was fucking cool as well.
Yeah. I just think, they've had a huge year and I think they're maybe fourth highest on Untappd in Australia in their first year.
Not a bad effort.
Maybe third. I don't know. Right up there. Right up there. So well done, Dollar Bill. We do have to get the team on the show soon. I think there's four of them, so it might be a bit hard.
It's possible.
It's possible.
We can do it. We'll be up in Melbourne in a couple of months. So we need to get some interviews sorted because there's going to be an overwhelming amount of people we want to talk to while we're there, I think. So we will stay tuned. If not, we'll get them on the show somehow. Norm Smith. Rising Star. Is it?
No,
it's Best Existing Making New Ground.
Yeah. Who changed it up in 2019 for the better?
There's an overwhelming response to this as well.
This was no contest.
Yeah, this was just straight up. I think everyone's unanimous in this, us included. I don't think there's any runner-ups either. Like it was just.
There was one or two random comments, but
yeah, it's nothing.
I think 98% of votes.
So we're going to fly by this one real quick. We have given it to Deeds Brewing.
Huge, huge.
Nice work, Deeds.
Amazing, amazing.
Congratulations, Deeds. Yeah. Wowee. They had a cracker of a year.
I don't know who had a bigger 2019. They came from nowhere, shocked me. Like their beer was okay before, but. By the end of the year, everyone's top 10 beer list would have something from Deeds in it.
Yeah, I'm really excited in a couple of weeks to see the Gabs list coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting.
It's going to be really interesting. I can't wait. It's going to really shake things up this year. And I think Deeds is going to be in there consistently and a lot. I put a lot of Deeds in when I did my top five. I did two or three of them.
They had reasonably good distro too.
They did a great distro this year. So we've been getting the beers down here. A lot of people have loved it. I think we can say that Survivor Tight was probably our favourite of the year. I really liked the Viper Pit as well.
Viper Pit was amazing.
It was so good. I just didn't get enough cans of it. That's the only disappointing thing.
Yeah.
Fiscal Damage, incredible. It, it was quite, you know, sharp and bitey for a while. I think just because they wanted to get it out before Christmas, but you know,
polarized most of Australia.
Yeah, you know, now it's coming into January. We bought two cases of the shit. so we've been trying them week by week, and it's now turning out to be an absolutely incredible beer.
Too many hops.
No,
50 grams is too many.
No, let's go 60. That's true. Yeah, there's so many. The Traveller, I think, is also another incredible beer. There's four or five just off the top of my head.
Well, they collab with, like, show favourites, Rocky Ridge as well on the...
Great collabs as well.
Yeah, amazing collabs.
Yeah, Venom as well.
They did. Yeah, I kept forgetting about those, like, Traveller beers and stuff.
Mm.
Mary Mash's collab. Yeah, they did heaps of stuff.
They did. So how they can go from the year that they've just had to into 2020, I can't wait to see the beers they put out this year. It's amazing year. So
calling it, it's all going to be lager.
Well, they did a draft.
Yeah, I really want to try that. I don't know why. Anyway.
Can't have it on tap.
Not enough haps.
All right. Local hero. So people's choice for local hero. This really just spread out. Like, it was, you know, there's a lot of beer lovers in this country. And obviously a lot of people were defining local as really hyper-local or their state level. So I'll just, like, read out some highlights before I announce the two people's choice
winners.
Yeah,
it was cool seeing everyone's state opinions because there's a lot of breweries I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
And it's really, like, trying to write them all down and go, cool, if I'm ever in these states, I need to go and check these places out because, you know, people know their beer in their state better than anyone, so.
Yeah, it was really cool, actually. And a lot of local heroes, I'm just going to read out a few because that was obviously pretty important to people. Some of the local heroes that came through were bottle shops as well.
I did say that.
So local bottle store Brunswick got some love. We also had Hudson Road Wine and Beer Bar, just for always putting good stuff on taps. The Noble Hops, and then there was just a lot of really, I guess, hyper local love for things we've heard of. In Tassie, Ocho got a lot of love and Duquesne got a lot of love.
Mm.
And one cheeky little friend of the show, Suckhole, put Spotty Dog. So, you know, it's equal.
No one cares.
It's equal last with everything
must
else.
Must have been a joke, I think.
It's equal last with everything else that got one vote. If you're not first, you're last. But overwhelmingly, the winners of the People's Choice, Future Mountain tied with Mr. Banks.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So a little bit more Mr. Banks love.
So a lot of Victorian and a lot of Future Mountain love in the chat, obviously.
Yeah, I think pretty heavy Victorian influence in
the
chat.
A lot of chat for Range as well up in Queensland.
Yeah, there's some love for Range.
Lots of Range. Anything in New South Wales stick out from memory? I know there was a lot of comments.
There was a lot of really local stuff in New South Wales.
There were so many breweries.
Yeah, there was just a lot of stuff that was sort of hard to sift through and see someone really standing out. Currumbin Valley got some love up in Queensland, which I was pretty happy with.
Some mentions.
Rocky
Ridge. Little Bang as well.
Yeah, Little Bang got a bit of love.
Yes.
No, it was really good. It was really good. From Ben.
Yeah, I've heard some cool things about stuff.
Yeah, that's your kind of brewer.
Yeah, I know. That's why I really want to see it. Oh, Urelda, I saw, got a lot of comments as well.
Yeah, they got some love.
Cool.
All right. Do we want to, before we announce the Steppy for local hero, should we just call him?
Before we call this person, I'd just like to say, because we're just picking a brewer, but, you know, we had some great local venues that did a great job as well this year. So, Celebration at the Abbey.
Your home of the best beer, wine, and spirits.
Cool wine.
Your home of good stuff.
I was seeing where you'd go.
Shout out to Nikki and
two of our favorite bottle shops to get all our stuff that we get in.
Definitely.
Here.
Top bars this year, guys?
Preachers, hands down.
Preachers was probably the standout in Tasmania for me.
Seeing some incredible tap takeovers that we've never seen before in Hobart.
Shout out to Michal.
Yeah. Love Michal. Can't wait to see what he does next. Yeah, I think they're the top three venues off the top of my head. Local heroes.
Winston always doing well.
Yeah.
Black Hearts were bringing some stuff down on the cheeky sort of sideways distro. Sonic Syrup, local legends, bringing in all the deeds for us.
Absolutely. All right, call him.
All right, let's see.
Call him. So we'll call our local hero.
You better pick up.
Imagine if he doesn't.
So the Steppy Award for local hero goes to...
Come on.
G'day, boss.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, pretty well.
Yeah? Hey,
how are you, lads?
We're really well. Can you just introduce yourself? Because you've just won the Steppy for local hero Tasmania.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh.
Yeah, man.
No one knows who you are.
No one knows who you are yet. Can you introduce yourself?
All right. I'm Barry from Barry's Brewing.
Oh, it was always
AKA Stu from Ocho, I guess.
Oh, mate. Really, really stoked that you came through and won this. And it was a pretty close one this year. There's been some love in Tassie. But you came out on top in the People's Choice for Tassie and our personal. So we've just
cracked, well done.
We've just cracked a Prism Hop to celebrate.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm running out of that myself.
Can we have more?
We'll help you with that supply.
I might be able to sort you out.
So, mate, it's been a pretty big year for you. Can you tell the listeners in particular what you've had to do sort of with Ocho in terms of logistics? Because I don't know if all of our listeners know about your move.
Yeah. So what would it be? Sort of beginning of May, I started working at Miners Gold up in Beaconsfield.
Beautiful brewery.
So
looks stunning.
Sort of full-time brewing role there. And, left my other day job and sort of tried to keep Ocho going too.
Yeah. And I think in terms of the beer you're doing at Miners Gold, because got a hell of a lot of Victorian listeners, so they probably haven't tried Miners Gold yet.
Sure.
What's sort of the direction of those beers? Like, what are you pushing at Miners? Or have you got a blank slate, or how's it going?
Yeah, I guess it's... It's in a sort of, it's along a tourist route, so we're going to catch a tourist crowd. So we wanted essentially a good range of solid, easy drinking sort of beers, but not boring either. Like me as a brewer, I think I'd go crazy if I had to pump out, you know, one or two core range beers all the time. So we tried to put a little twist on things, but yeah. Good, honest, easy drinking stuff mostly. And lagers.
Oh, I love lagers.
Crispy boys.
I love them.
Well, we were actually drinking your Grisette from Miners Gold today at Tom McHugo's.
Oh, we did too, yes.
Which
very nice. Oh, good. Yeah, it's good to see it getting out there a little bit.
Yeah, it was delicious lunch beer. We're having that with Rob Stew, the ambassador of WA, who we have given our very last Prism apricot so he can take home as a gift because he's an absolute champion.
I kind of still slightly regret giving him that.
Well, you know, in that case, if it's going to the ambassador of WA, I can definitely hook you up with apricot.
Every time he says there's not left, there's a cheeky little one that pops up.
Yeah.
Funny how that
under my house.
Under your house. Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
See, they're all unlabeled, so it's a lot harder for me to actually, like, you know, sell them and get rid of them because I've actually got to sit there and manually label every bottle.
Jesus. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll put one on for you.
Love it.
We love it, mate. Thank you.
So, Stu, you've had a pretty big 2019 with some amazing releases. What's next for 2020? What have you got up your sleeve? Tell us about you.
I was literally sitting down this afternoon with my little notebook and, brainstorming.
What I would give to see that notebook.
Well, it's covered in graffiti from 3 and 4 year olds, I can tell you that.
Oh, mate. Like,
if any of those 3 or 4 year olds can bring me that notebook, I will give you mini.
I don't know if they're that well trained, but, you know.
Have we started planning a notorious Ocho Gabs beer yet?
Yeah, maybe. I think I'm going to... pull it back just a little bit. Yeah, I know. I think we don't want to outdo ourselves too much. So we'll come up with something fun.
Excellent.
Looking forward to it.
It'll be good to have
you. I've got a hopefully got a busy summer of picking fruit and deciding what to do with it.
Beer-wise. Say no more. That's exciting.
I keep forgetting to tell you how my dad has 5 acres of like organically grown fruit trees, berries, vegetables. Like you and Justin would literally lose your minds if you went there.
Okie dokie.
I keep forgetting to mention that. Oh, and he's got like juniper growing and wormwood.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we'll take you down. Yeah. We'll take you down one time.
All right. I can pay in beer.
Final question. Are you excited? No, I've got another question, Clint. Are you excited for your big run tomorrow? I know you've got about 22 kilometres tomorrow.
Two kilometres?
No, 22, isn't it? 22?
21.1, I think.
21?
Yeah.
Just want to know, what's the knockoff beer when you finish that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've definitely got some fiscal damage in my fridge.
We were just talking
from
Deeds.
Yeah, we were, yeah.
We just gave Deeds the best existing brewer making new ground, and they won.
Excellent.
Won People's Choice as well.
Oh, awesome. Yep.
Very comfortable.
Well deserved.
Yeah, definitely. I've actually, listeners at home might not believe this because my rig is in such good condition and it's bulked. But I have actually done the 21K Cadbury Marathon.
Oh, you were talking about your body.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about your body. I'm like, no, he's talking about his fridge. No, he is talking about his body.
What time are we aiming for, Stu?
I'll just say I went, I don't want to sandbag and, you know, make excuses, but got a dodgy ankle. But anyway. Weeks ago, I was going to aim for 145, so we'll just bloody see about that.
Mate, give it a crack. Give it a red hot crack.
Yeah, might as well. Like, if I end up in a hot mess on the side of the road, that's fine.
Yeah, it's...
It's only a race.
Funny story. The first year I did it, I hadn't really thought it through on how far it was. So on the Tuesday before the race, I was like, I've never actually run that far. So I went for a run that Tuesday night. And I ran 20Ks, but then I'd have to do the last 1.1, I'd have to go past my house and come back. And I'm like, well, I'm not doing that. I can obviously do 21.
Yeah.
And then got on race day and I said to the other guys I was running with, so once we get out to the Bowen Bridge, because you run from Cadbury to the Bowen Bridge, who's going to pick us up? And they're like, mate, that's halfway. We've got to run back. It literally killed my soul and my spirit.
Shit. Yeah. But yeah, I know. But we love the pain, so...
Prism hop, tasting unreal. What is the hop in there?
Galaxy.
Oh, it is that Galaxy one. That one. We tasted this real early on.
You did, yeah, and it was probably funky as all hell back then.
Totally different beer. Totally different beer.
Yeah.
It was
early on, it was a 10 gram a litre dry hop, so it was pretty heavy.
That's right.
And we did that because with the sour beers, you don't tend to get quite as much of the good stuff dissolved.
Have you ever thought of bumping that up to maybe 50 grams?
No, you can't put 50 grams a litre into a beer. Sorry.
Maybe
it's impossible.
Maybe 60 then. I'll come up to help.
Yep.
I want to see you put it in.
I think we're just going to be snorting lines of hot pellets by that stage, surely.
That sounds fun.
Burns the nostrils.
I wouldn't recommend that.
No. Yeah, burns the nostrils hard. Is there
you can call that beer the glass rainbow.
Oh, wow. Is there any plans to do more Prism beers, or you can't talk about that?
I can tell you I've got at least a dozen, 15 barrels of what could be considered the base beer for Prism. So...
Holy shit.
The logistics of, you know, fruiting the beer, blending it, bottle conditioning it, et cetera, may mean that we might have to skip a year for an actual Prism release, but
I'm willing to
I definitely intend to do it again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all just went, oh, yeah, okay, please.
Yeah, I do. I've started collecting fruit, so I try and use local fruit.
Oh, very good.
In fact, all the fruit for the first stuff was picked personally by me and my family. So
I was just saying, the other day to someone, hand-picked makes it taste better too.
Yeah, that's it.
Definitely.
That's just a consistent
thing. The kids did help though, so
yeah, nice.
You know, some of the fruit quality could be questionable.
Hold on, Ali, are you playing him off?
I think that's the music to
You can't play Stu off.
I think that's the music to wrap it up.
Well, congratulations, Stu. Yeah. While he tries,
thank you very much.
While he tries to play you off, would you like to thank anyone?
Obama. I'm lost for words.
We love you, man. We love what you're doing.
You should probably thank us because it's the best award you've received this decade, so you'd probably do that as well.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks, Debbie.
Yeah.
All right, mate. We appreciate you so much.
Thank Congratulations. You very much,
Stu. And good luck tomorrow.
Love you, bloke.
All right. See ya. Mate.
All right. Cheers, buddy. Bye.
He just wouldn't get off the phone. I had to play him off.
Why did you play him off?
Classic, Stu.
We gave him.
We all knew this would happen.
No, that was funny, I think.
I'm looking forward to having Stu on the show again.
I am. I am definitely looking
forward
to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to actually have him in the studio, HQ.
Drinking beers and not drinking beers with him. About running.
Drinking more Prism. That'll be a rough one.
I think he would have been here if he didn't have to run a stupid race. But absolutely. Anyway, we appreciate him being on the show. So well done to Stu.
And this beer is tasting stunning.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
We're going to take a short break before we get into the next award and the next beer.
Welcome back. It's time for some more awards. Maybe the grittier part of the show.
Couple of gritty ones.
Couple of grittier ones.
Big boy.
But still important.
Still very important and fun to talk about. I could really go into these for a good hour, but we won't. We're going to breeze over these. The brewery that lost you in 2019.
The delisted
award. Man, this was a fun one to read on Social Pipes.
Man, this was...
Pretty unanimous as well.
We did know that there was going to be some unsavoury commentary. But people actually, particularly on Beer Thread, kept it pretty clean.
It was civil, but not without reason.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a couple of votes that were, you know, people that lost their independence. So there was Bolter, there was Green Beacon.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
Someone had Pirate Life.
Pirate Life, yeah.
Yeah, someone had Pirate Life.
Yeah. What else was there? Oh, you've got the list, Clint.
Look, there was lots of little ones, but there was, I would say, a good 90% went to this one. The one we have also picked. And it was quick and fast. And I remember this was the first thing I wrote down on my piece of paper.
All right. Without further ado. Holgate. modus operandi.
Modus operandi.
Die.
Where do we start?
So not Hulk. Okay, cool. That's fine.
Wow.
Well, that was my nomination. That was my nomination. Anyway, shout out to Millennium Club.
Modus.
Yeah, what happened, guys?
Yeah, it was a big year, not in a good way for Modus.
I think the hard part was we loved you.
Do you know what?
That's what hurts the most.
Do you know what, Modus? Imagine if Deeds did a Modus next year.
Oh, don't even say it.
They're not going to. But I'm just saying, you both remember every time a Modus Limited release came out?
Oh, remember the first time Future Factory came out?
Rushing to the bottle shop.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. I remember, yeah.
I remember not rushing, but gingerly walking to the bottle shop to get the what was that porter this year, last year?
The rum runner porter.
And Ian and I drank that in an alleyway, taking photos of it, and we were like, this fucking sucks. What the fuck's going on? I think that was the turning point for me.
That was the turning point.
We were like,
you know, they've released V3 of the Future Factory. I think it was released through the Carwin calendar or the Beer Threat. The Beer Cartel calendar. I can't remember which one.
It was in one of them, yeah.
But then they released it as well from the brewery. I think it hit some bottle shops too.
I don't know. I don't pick those up anymore.
No, but that's my point. It's probably one of my favourite releases ever from them and I did not seek it out at all.
Yeah, I saw the Sonic Prayer double pack and was like, nope. And then I thought about giving it a go, like to show some respect. And then someone I who is always very nice to people, sent me a message and said, just had these two. Nope, fucking dead to me. And I was like, okay then.
Yeah.
And he doesn't talk trash.
Right.
They were both given to me for free and it was hard to drink.
Wow.
I don't see anything changing there. I mean, I know that they've pushed to more core range and the smaller cans, so they're probably doing good volume. But I just don't see what's changing.
So what happened though? They lost their brewer.
Yeah, they've lost a couple of brewers in the last couple of years.
Like, I read a couple of things and where those brewers and people had left and gone to. So.
Yeah, we saw some stuff in the comments on Beer Thread and from one of the brewers too. But it was very clear that when that brewer left, that's when the last beer was good, in my opinion.
Yeah, yep, fair enough.
Anyway, that was very unanimous online.
Yeah.
It was almost, people didn't leave reasons, they just wrote the name.
Yeah. It was absolutely unanimous. But, you know, there's a couple of other ones that we could talk about, but we won't.
But you know
maybe
what?
For another time.
The only way is up from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing a Gold Coast Sun. It's like, you're not going to get worse.
Oh.
Am I right?
Sure. Why not?
Well, actually, no, they did.
I don't understand what
we're talking about anymore.
Do it in Star Wars terms, man.
Well, let's move on to the train, the alley train. Ian, you want to take us through this one?
What are we doing?
The hype.
The hype train. Oh, yeah, this is the alley train.
Why am I not presenting this? Who knows? I love hype.
So
not this kind of hype, though.
The brewery who rode the hype train.
Without substance.
But, yeah, there was nothing on board.
Yeah.
Like, this train had many carriages. Many carriages. They were all empty.
Yeah. I remember we were talking about the actual context of this award. And if hype meant to be like a good thing or it was more of, you know, just did it for doing its sake. And I think that's sort of the way we've gone down with this award. So,
who still cultivated that attention.
Yeah.
But under-delivered.
That's right. So what did the people say, Clint?
Mate, the people...
Be the voice of the people, man. Tell
the
us.
The people were unanimous.
Again.
Very unanimous. There were a few people talking about Bolter in this, but I feel like, yeah, but I feel like if Bolter was still independent, they might have got a bit of this, but I don't know. I think it's hard to say Bolter backed up their hype, but I think that they delivered what people wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wasn't about that. But there was a few comments on them having undeserved hype. Also a few comments on Range having undeserved hype.
I did see those. That was interesting.
Which was interesting. So there was like a bit of this and that.
I'm excited to go to Range in a couple of months and see if the hype is the hype. To be fair, you know, when I saw that triple come out earlier this week, I was pretty excited about it.
Yeah, they know how to sell beer.
That's right.
There was some talk of WA beers from the ambassador. So Mash Brewing, pretty strong on that one for the hype train.
Yeah.
But overwhelmingly... The hype train, people's choice, and the steppy goes to
Dayton. And I fucking nominated them too. Sucked in, dickhead. No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Can't say I drank much of their beer to actually do that. I'm very sorry, Dayton. Can't wait to see what you do this year. Hopefully it's not a beer every week. Seriously, please don't do that.
Did they slow down in December?
Well, I think they just fell off the cliff, didn't they? Of like, what? I don't know what happened there towards December. I think but it was just too much, man. Like,
there's only so many ways you can combine the words ice cream, bacon, and cookies before you run out of ideas.
Yeah, or milk. Just chuck milk in there; it'll be fine. Milkshake. Oh God, it was just like, even for me, like the connoisseur of hype. The lover of, I just love, I, you know, you like really get on it. I do. I was not ever into this concept of doing a beer every single week. It's just fucking stupid. How can you have a consistent beer?
You can't.
Catalogue of being, you know, how can you? No.
How do they do it? Like, surely there's design. They did it for a greater purpose. And if I don't see that greater purpose in the next 6 weeks, I'm going to lose my shit.
There was some...
Dayton...
If they don't hit 2020 really fucking strong with something surprising...
Yeah, do it
Australia like, is out.
Do a beer a month. That's all. Don't do any more.
And do them well.
Yeah. Don't do any less. Just, oh, fuck. I might actually try one of your beers this year because I think I might have had one and it was a fucking flat white espresso like.
Oh, the little Farmers Union can.
It sucked so much.
I had a cookies and cream IPA. It was
absolutely it sucked so hard. Horrible. And you know what? The only one I wanted to try was their Red Eye and the Rye, whatever, the 3rd year anniversary.
The really good one.
Everyone. The one that everyone liked and it just didn't come down here. And that's okay. That's fine. But the one I really wanted to actually try that might actually be good, I didn't get to fucking try. So I'm just going to go even harder on them.
He's angry.
He's real angry.
Don't put up fake hype. I hate it.
He hates fake hype.
I hate fake hype. I like real hype.
Choo choo. Yeah. There goes the hype train. Thanks for listening.
I feel good now. Got that off my chest.
Well, why don't we get to the finale? Why don't we take ourselves there?
Let's really build this up. We are about to hit the brewery of the year. The suspense is killing me. It is Deeds Brewing, and we have Justin, head brewer from Deeds, on the line. Thank you so much for being with us, Justin. Hello.
Hello.
Congrats, mate.
Wow, that's a big honor there.
Mate, Brewery of the Year, it was unanimous amongst us. It was probably the quickest we've come to a decision, besides Modus getting the brewery that lost us.
definitely worth bringing that back up.
Well, great.
No, absolutely huge year for you guys. Just mind-boggling the releases you put out and the direction you took it. You wouldn't know this because you haven't been listening to the show because it's not live, but you also won the Norm Smith, so Best Existing Brewery Who Changed It Up. You won People's Choice for that and our award. And you're really high up in most other categories, actually. People kind of tried to give you everything except the bad ones.
Which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, I'll take that. I'll take that. That's good.
Definitely, definitely. So just a couple of, like, really quick questions.
Yeah, no worries.
In terms of, we don't want to keep you too long on a Saturday because you have taken time.
Oh, it's all right, man. I pawned off the boy to Nana's house.
Oh, nice.
The baby girl is on the path to bedtime. It could be date night tonight at home. I don't know.
Okay.
You look pretty good. You look strong right now.
This is huge. This is huge.
Amazing.
I would say tell us more, but no, maybe not. seems like most of Australia sort of fell in love with you or noticed you guys, especially over the last year or so. So how did you guys get so good this last year in 2019?
Oh, look, well, I mean, the brand itself has been around for a while, you know. Pat and Dave started it, you know, I believe it was seven, 8 years ago.
Yeah, I remember having Lamington at a bottle share like a long time ago.
I was drinking the vanilla porters back in the day.
Yeah,
you know, it's funny, after we joined and, you know, we kind of did our first new face to the public with the Geelong Beer Festival last year.
Yep.
And we put all the beers on, and Pat and Dave were like, you got to put on the Lamington. And I'm like, it's summertime. And they're like, no, you don't understand. You got to put it on. It always sells out at these festivals. And I'm like, okay. And we had like two hazy double IPAs that we brewed pilot batches of and two hazy pale ales and the Lamington keg. Like that was the only keg getting ordered. And it was like, I'm so confused about what's happening right now.
Bloody Australian.
But it's a great beer. I'm not saying it's a bad beer, but it was just like, didn't seem like a summer festival type of beer,
Well, we just drink stuff anyway, especially in Tasmania. I've been drinking Imperial Stouts.
Yeah, it's always stout weather.
Yeah, I agree. I've been a big Imperial Stout guy for a long time, and it can be 40 degrees, and I can probably smash a pastry stout. So yeah.
Mate, you're just endearing yourself to the Juice Wolf even more.
Love it.
But you guys. Kind like you won our most improved / brewery who changed it up, and everyone on social media was gushing over this, like nom, like it was so unanimous. It was like Deeds have changed it up. They're the best. Deeds have changed it up. They're the best. How did you actually do it though? Like, obviously moving into the new brewery and the new system has a big impact.
Yeah, well, there wasn't a brewery before. It was all contract before.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, when you're doing all contract, you know, it's very difficult in that world because, you know, you're bouncing from facility, you know, and different breweries, even if you brew the exact same recipe, it can come out different. It's just the nature of the beast. You kind of got to dial it in. And, you know, I think it's very hard, and you're going to have a hard time doing a bunch of special releases if you're not, you know, focusing on that. You're looking at trying to build a brand. And I think it's a tough road, you know. You know, I worked at Hawkers before, and we had a lot of contract clients, and, you know, it's not an easy road, contract brewing, but, you know, it can be a good one. And I think that they had in their minds, they always wanted to get a brewery and, you know, build one. And then when they were finally able to do that, that's when they basically looked me up and we had a chat about it. And then, yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, we got to build it's the first time I got to actually build a brewery. You know, obviously John Sultan, who's at Brick Lane, built Hawkers before I, you know, got there.
It's a good, looking system too. It's a good looking system too. Stu from Ocho tells us a lot about it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, no, it's good. And, you know, we did a, you know, it was a, you know, it's a bit suck it and see, and you know, you take all the knowledge you can and you rely on some additional help and experts. And then I ended up building a really great team, you know, a production team around me to help. And then, with that, you know, we went in saying, well, we want to change up the beers and we want to change the face of it. And, yeah, that was basically the deal. So we came in and we wanted to kind of revamp what we were doing a little bit with the recipes and come out with a little bit more. You know, they've had Juice Train for a while, and that's been a very successful beer for quite a deed.
I think Juice Train, we've always said, was really underrated in terms of the haze that was coming into Australia, like early haze. It sort of
it was one of the first ones. They're one of the first guys that kind of made it core rage. And also, I think it was, you know, I think it's getting better. I think we've slowly, you know, tried to improve it. But I was like, well, you know, I've spent some time in the U.S. because I'm from there originally, and I did my time up in the Northeast, and I did Vermont, and I did all that, and I came back, and
that
I was like, man,
wouldn't it be a lot of sense?
Yeah, I was like, wouldn't it be nice to just brew a bunch of really fresh IPAs for the market here, and have, you know, fresh double IPAs available whenever instead of being like seasonal releases that you see in a lot of places. Mm. And so then I think the big change for us came when we decided, we ended up brewing a Carwin Cellars collaboration called the Traveler.
we're drinking it right now.
Yeah,
we're drinking it.
Yeah.
Is this second batch?
Yes, that's the second batch. Yeah.
It's tasting
delightful. When we did the first one, it was brewed, and just because of timing, it came out with this other beer that we made called Fortune and Glory.
Yep.
And it was another double IPA. And then we had both of those at the same time, and there was a bit of discussion internally, like, wow, we have a lot of double IPA. Don't know what's going to happen. It could be hard to move it. You know, we don't know how it's going to go, because, you know, a double release of a hazy 8% double IPA was not really something we had done before. And I don't know how many people in the market had done that as well, you know, like in the Australian market. You know, but then we did it and it was successful, and it was like, oh, there is a market for this stuff.
Well, I think
good.
I think Carwin,
because it's what I like to drink, and I don't want to. I would rather just make it stuff I like to drink. So, you know, we decided, all right, well, let's try and brew another one and see what we can come up with. And then, that's kind of what I think. That's what kind of started it, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I think
that's really cool.
I think Carwin might have posted like a picture saying like, these guys are going to do the best haze in Australia or something. And we were like, oh, we'll see about that.
Carwin Cellars has always been very supportive.
They know, they know what they're talking about too. I was going to say, like, before we move on to the next question, I actually am gypsy brewing with Stu down here at the moment.
Nice.
And brewing with three different breweries at once. So I feel the pain of Deeds, the quiet Deeds, sorry, not the Deeds of now. What I was going to say is, and this is the thing that's been confusing me for a while, but I hadn't really researched it because that's not how we roll here, was like how you learnt to brew hazy beers, because you clearly didn't learn it from Australian brewers, despite the fact that this year I think Australian brewers are starting to like catch up and understand what they are. But I remember being in New York and the States in general in 2016 and drinking like haze from the Vale and Other Half and things like that, and just trying to understand what the hell those beers were. And then I think everyone was a bit shocked when Deeds just started pumping out like top tier beers. And I think some of the hazy beers you've put out this year are, you know, on that level with the US counterparts. So we were going to ask how the hell you learnt, but then the American accent came through and you told us you've been living in New England. It's all making a little more sense now.
Well, I spent some time there. I didn't live there, but, you know, we spent some time there, met some people. You know, I traveled over there with the crew from Hawkers when I used to work there. And, you know, we spent some time in the Northeast and did that. And then, you know, just spent some time in California, try to go to the CBC every year. And, you know, on top of that, it was just chats with people. You know, we made some friends with some people in that are brewing hazy beers in the U.S. and, you know, in our opinion, are brewing them pretty well.
Is there anyone your name or?
Oh, you know, like a friend of mine from high school was brewing at the other half. And, become, you know, friendly with the guys that I met last year at Outer Range in Denver. I don't know if you've heard them before.
I don't think we've had any Outer Range or heard of them.
No.
Yeah, they're mostly Denver. They're Denver based, but they're one of the big hazy breweries out there at the moment. And, you know, they were very, you know, open and talkative, and it was interesting to just, you know, like say, oh, you know, we've been playing around, you know, with hazy beers and looking at what we're trying to do. And, you know, we've done a couple things here and there, and they were nice enough to come back to us and, you know, share, you know, a little bit, you know, that collaboration kind of thing.
A little bit of technique.
Yeah, a little bit of technique. And then, you know, the problem is you still have to dial it in on your system. And that's been kind of the road for us because, you know, it's like, well, we know that we want to do this and we want to achieve this, but like, what's the best way to do it? And then, you know, you look at what other people are doing and you talk to other brewers in Australia or America and you look at how they're doing it and the results they're getting. And then you kind of just start to run with it. And then one of our brewers that works with us now, he went over to the Sour Festival, you know, that's held in Europe.
Yeah.
I think it's called Carnival. I can't remember the name of it exactly. But, you know, he spent some time with the guys from Cloudwater, one of the guys there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they have some interesting information as well. And then, you know, you kind of patch it together and you start experimenting and you kind of see what you can come up with. And then, you know, once Traveler and Fortunate Glory came out, you're like, all right, I think we're on the path here. And then
it's all just a really cool story about like surrounding yourself by other people you respect in the industry and you're loving what they do, learning from what they do, bringing it home and then talking to more people about that as well. Like it's really, really cool. Absolutely. It's just this great industrial sense of collaboration.
I think we brought up the sense of collaboration when we talked about naming Deeds as the best brewery of the year because, you know, there's sort of a feeling among some people that if you figure out how to do really top tier hazy, you keep it to yourself. You don't talk about it. Whereas you guys were just out there collaborating heaps and putting out some of the best beer in Australia throughout the year. And it just kept coming.
There was a lot of people that I definitely wanted to brew with and it was awesome to get a chance to do it, you know, because, you know, sometimes you don't get a chance to do it before, you don't have the space, but then when you do have the space and you have the time and you can make it happen. It's really fun to brew with other people. And I like the idea of a collaborative environment, you know, I mean, even in the States, some breweries can be very closed and they're not going to talk about it, you know, and you can see that in Australia as well. You know, I mean, it makes business sense, right? You can make something really well. Why would you tell other people how to do it?
Yeah. I think it's kind of interesting though. Like many ships raise the seas, right? Like that's what I got from you guys is that the fact that you're collaborating when you're putting out the best haze in Australia shows that you're not, you're doing it for the wrong reasons that you're trying to lift other people up. And that I think was really important.
Yeah. For me, sense of collaboration really, like Clint says, just about elevating the standard across the globe.
Oh, I'm in Australia. I got to drink the beer here.
Yeah, exactly.
And that
we might as well, you know, I think it's awesome, but it's been good because, you know, from those, we've also, you know, it's a two-way street, right? You know, because there's all kinds of, it's not like, yeah, it's interesting. It's like you look at collaboration on a hazy beer with, say, Tall Boy and Moose, right? We did All Work and No Play with them.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah. I had that.
Yeah. Good. And, you know, super fun beer and Dan Hall and those guys, that whole team, you know, amazing people and awesome. But then what we learned from them, you know, helped us with a couple other beers that we made. You know what I mean? Like, that weren't, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
That's really cool.
So we'll start to draw to a close, mate.
Yeah, no worries.
What is one of your biggest achievements for 2019?
Oh, man. I think we pulled it all together and we made it happen. You know, like we're able to get a team together, build a brewery, produce a beer, and then, you know, like it's gone better than I honestly, it's gone a lot better than I thought it would. I would say that the whole plan, I feel like the whole hazy thing or whatever, you know, you don't want to be called a one trick pony, and you know, we're working on that. You know, the sour program's kicking into gear. We're starting to get our barrels and things organized. The pastry stout program this winter. I think
the pastry stout.
Yeah, amazing.
Right. Ali, did you just hear that?
I might have heard that, yeah.
So, you know, I think it's, I think that the biggest achievement is the fact that it all kind of came together and it actually worked. Because, you know, you have a lot of doubt, right? You know, you can be like super cocky and arrogant and say, it's going to be amazing and I know it will be and all this. And most of the time you're just shitting your pants like, oh, geez, I hope this works. I hope there's other people out there that like to drink this beer, you know? And,
people freaking love to drink it. It's, yeah.
Yeah. It's been good, you know? It's one thing, you know, it's like I found in the States, you could always find a double IPA, you know, or whether it's hazy or not. And, you know, when I first moved down here and everything, and like the only double IPA you'd probably see consistently on the market really was what Pirate Light probably.
Yeah, yeah. They saw it
that,
like a
you know, and that big scary black can. That was awesome. You know?
Yeah, I think our favorite beer that really drew us in with you guys in the last year was Survivor Type. And I remember Klimt retracted quite hard.
Oh, I was so nasty to you online, man. Not really.
Not at all.
You tell the story.
Just with the dry hopping rate, no one really saw that much dry hopping before. So I think it was like 31 grams or something like that in the Survivor Type.
We were just
like, oh, my God, how's this going to work? And I think we all sat together and had it and we were just absolutely mind blown by it. And then you've obviously increased since then with, you know, the fiscal that we bought two cases of recently just because we were so excited about that. So
did you like it?
Yeah, it took a little while.
It was a little spiky to start with,
but we had
one. No, it definitely was. Yeah. We were tasting it off the line and I was like, it's pretty intense. Like,
yeah, it's.
I hope it'll probably settle right around Christmas, and then you know you probably got about a 3-week window before it's going to start to fade.
Yeah.
It was drinking really well like 2 or 3 days ago, and I think we're drinking.
Yeah,
we're going to put some on the next episode as well tonight. So, fingers crossed. Yeah. Great.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Yeah, Survivor Type's been a baby of mine for a long time. Have you read the Stephen King story of the same name?
No.
Yeah, it's based on that. It's about a doctor. That's kind of like he's on a desert island and there's no food, so he just starts product to numb himself and eat himself slowly to survive.
We're gonna have to check that out. Yeah,
it's really dark and disturbing, but Survivor Type, and I just like, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, double IPAs, we'll do whatever it takes to survive. It'll be a Survivor Type. That's right.
It was funny because when I was when we first talked about the beer, we do a segment on the show called Sip, Skip or Seller, where we ask the hosts and the brewers if they want to buy a beer, skip it or stock up on it. And yeah, Survivor Type came up, and Ali was like, "Hey, Klimt, it's 31 grams a liter of dry hopping," and I was just like, "No." No beer needs that. That is too much. That's just dick measuring. Why is it even on the can? And then me, these guys, and Stu from Ocho, and Justin, one of my brewers, all had it, and all of us were just blowing out. And the messages coming back from Stu was just like, how are they even doing this? This makes no sense. Like, it's perfectly in balance. The booze, the hops, the softness, the water, everything was just – I think it was my favorite beer of the whole year.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it turned out pretty well. I would say, you know, we were talking about it the other day, Ned and I, one of the brewers on the team, you know, we were sitting there and we were like, oh, you know, what was the highlight, right? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then we both were like, you know, Viper Pit was very good.
Oh,
I liked the 100% citrus.
That was great.
Yeah, I was like, and then he's like, Photosphere, you know, with the Fabro and that coconut vibe, that very different double IPA as well. I was like, yeah, that was pretty tasty. And working with Sauce was a lot of fun. But then, yeah, we both fell back on Survivor Type. Like, that beer turned out way better than expected.
me and Ali sat down one night. We had like a reasonably decent Step Brewers bottle share where we weren't recording, and we just drank lots of stuff throughout the afternoon and did some planning for the year. And then I think we had a couple of other half cans, some triple IPAs, and some pastry stouts from other half. And then Ian went home, and me and Ali sat up till
I go home, and then it starts.
He's a brewster. He's got to get up early. And
the common excuse on this podcast.
Me and Ali sat up on a couple of my couches, and I think we had two or three survivor types each.
Call it at two, I think. And we nearly had a third.
Anytime we finished one, the other person would be like, "We could do another, couldn't we?"
Yeah.
And it was a good time.
It's like a four pack is it's two nights worth of beers.
Yeah, the Viper Pit had a lot of pseudo Sue, King Sue vibes from Toppling Goliath. I thought that massive Citra hit.
Yeah,
it was very impressive.
You know, that's exactly right. Because you know, when I was looking at all Citra beers, you know, because I was like, oh, I think you know, we'd like to. You know, you got to play around with it, right? You know, if you're going to be making double IPAs, there's an infinite amount of hop combinations, right? But there's only a percentage of them that are really good. And also, if you want to do a single hop beer, then you need to make sure that, or you want to make sure that the hop you're using isn't, you know, typically in a supporting role, something that could lead the charge and really go through with it. And, you know, when I had tried King Sue, and then there's a couple other all citra beers that I managed to get my hands on from friends in the States, you know, that was what I was like, I think Citra is the way to go on this one. So,
it's,
you know,
yeah, it's but awesome.
We're going to keep it going. We got a double hop, you know, a single hop double IPA series for next year.
Series.
Not totally based on Viper Pit, but we'll be highlighting different hops individually in big hazy NIPAs. So I think you guys will like that.
Mosaic Galaxy.
I was just about to ask you about some of your next releases, and there we go.
Yeah, so, you know, January, you know, a little hot for 9% double IPA.
Is it?
So we're doing...
I don't believe you.
I know. You know, my fridge was so full from the fiscal damage run, you know, I'm really trying to slow down. But I think it's, we've got a West Coast style IPA coming out, 7%.
I'm in.
Yep, that'll be fun. And then we got a sessionable IPA coming out around 5.8%, and that's going to be, or 5.4, and that's called Full Disclosure, and it'll be cool because it's like all the words on the can are redacted, like if you see a government report, but like can design's pretty good on that one.
Sexy.
That'll be a tasty beer. And then we're going to do, we're doing a cherry raspberry sour for Brewer's Feast. It's a kettle sour, but it's going to have a pretty high fruiting rate. So we're pretty excited about that, you know. That'll be for the Brewer's Feast thing that's in Abbotsford.
Yep.
And then we're actually releasing a 440 mil Bohemian style Pilsner.
Crispy boys.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's called Kaprakova, which is, I used to live in Slovakia before I came here. And the cheers in Slovakia was Kaprakova, which means one for the gates. But it's funny in Slovakia because you sit down with a group of four people and you say Kaprakova and everybody skulls their pint. And then the next guy goes to the bar and gets four more pints and sits down and he says Kaprakova. So then you have to go through the whole group right at the end of the night after you've been there for 8 hours. And so, you know, if you're in a group of 10 people, you know, it's just like blackout. Like that's what's happening. Like it's over. So that's kind of a nod to my time living in Slovakia.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then the month after that, you know, we'll have the first, it's actually going to be Mosaic. As our single hop double IPA.
Yes. You got it. You've done Citra. Mosaic's next for sure.
And I think next year we'll also be releasing a few of the best beers, or what we thought were some of the best beers from last year, we'll be re-releasing. But, you know, it's still probably going to be between 30 and 50 new beers coming out. So,
stepping up those numbers.
It's
you know, we got the core range going, but it's going to be between 3 and 4 new beers every month.
Wow, so, that's
I've got my work cut out for me.
I was going to say, that's an epic timeline, man. that stresses me out.
Yeah, like a recipe a week. Can you imagine?
Are you
how social media is. One of them, you know, oh, it's a lager, 2.5 star.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, mate.
A recipe a week is just Dainton territory, and you don't want to get the award you got before this one.
Yeah.
Exactly. We will not talk about that anymore. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Justin. We wish you all the best for the rest of the year. We will be coming to Melbourne. Hopefully we get the tap room up and running. We'd love to.
Absolutely. Have yeah. If anybody listening out there, please sign the petition.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll chuck a link on our link tree after the episode.
Oh, that'd be great. Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, if you're up in Melbourne, you're more than welcome to stop by whenever you want. Come down to the brewery at any time.
Would love
to.
Thank you.
I'm hoping to hook up with Stu, you know, for a collaboration sometime in the next 3 months down in Tasmania. Ooh. So if I'm
down
there.
You're going to come down?
Yeah. For
sure. I'm pretty sure that weekend I have to drive up to Miners Gold to pick up some stuff, so I'll be there.
With all four of our microphones.
Yeah, well, I think if we did it, we'd try to do a couple tap takeovers while we're down there and make a weekend of it.
Say no more.
Yeah, tight. That'd be great.
We will be there.
Awesome. Oh, well, thanks, guys.
Congratulations,
great, man. I really appreciate that. That's really nice. Thank you.
This is the biggest award of the year. Like, the biggest award of, Ali, would you say?
The decade so far, for sure.
The decade so far.
Sure.
For sure.
Awesome.
Justin, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Absolute
it.
Absolute pleasure. Cheers, Matt.
Cheers, mate. See you, guys.
Wow. What a dude.
What an amazing dude. Guess we're going to Deeds, guys, and drinking ourselves silly in the year.
Woo!
So generous with his time, too, on a Saturday. When we said we will take up 5 to 10 minutes. What?
Yeah.
What a dude.
Yeah. Wow.
So
I'm
glad
I'm just left with nothing but good vibes.
Yeah, I feel like beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other way to wrap up a great episode. First one of the year as well.
You know what I'm excited about? The Deeds train is not slowing down.
Yeah.
Damn right it's not slowing down. Hot scoops left, right and center.
I was not expecting that many scoops. Fans of the show will be very excited about that. Some hot titty bits right there.
Mm. Do you want to know who People's Choice for Brewery of the Year was, though? This is a little controversial.
Yeah.
Deeds, baby.
Yeah.
Not controversial at all.
Yeah.
Unanimous.
It's going to be a huge year for those guys.
And absolutely.
Heavily fruited sours, Ali. How are you feeling?
Pastry stouts.
When he said pastry stouts, I was writing some notes down at that point, but
I saw him reach for the tissues.
And they weren't for crying in my face. Okay. So that has been the Steppies. Any other shout-outs, guys, before we wrap up a big episode? Happy.
Shout outs to our Patreon supporters.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Got some stuff coming for you real soon.
We do.
Can't talk about it.
We're gonna.
Especially that person who's trying to get off my tier onto Ali's tier. No, stay where you belong.
Mm, okay.
Come to my tier, guys.
Oh, dear. yeah.
But no, it's good to be back.
I'm just feeling on good vibes right now. I just need to go.
I feel I feel warm in my cheeks. I just feel happy about Justin being a good dude from Deeds as well. Like,
yeah. And lots more guests coming throughout the year as well. This has been our whole aim, you know, with the Patreon and everything like that.
Yeah,
have
thanks.
More guests on the show. And
I like that we've taken it slow. We've kind of like, we've established us and now it's time to introduce you to some more people.
Yeah.
Some more bros, some more peeps.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Patreon. Like literally you guys are making that happen.
Yeah.
Mm.
Cool.
Huge.
All right. Let's wrap it up and go drink some more days. I think that's the way to do it.
Hey, can you play that Dayton Motors stab for me?
Oh, this one.
You are fucking up, bud.
Forgot about that fucking lovely sample.
You are fucking up, bud.
Yeah, so Modus and Dayton, get your shit together, please. Sorry, that's a bit harsh. I need to stop. Okay, Uru.